1 1 1 2 2 2. Checking out the levels. Yeah, there we go. There we go. 1 1 1 2 2 2. I'm gonna bring you in real quick so you can hear it now. Okay, that's good. Yeah, so it's 8 o'clock, and you know what that means? It's time for Redbox Radio, 95.9 FM, CQW. We here live and direct every Saturday night between 8 and 10 p.m. We're going to give you some guys, some throwback hip-hop. And we're going to start things off real quick while I get set up and get organized here. We're going to get into some 80s hip-hop for you guys to start the show off. So we're going to go right into some Houdini, taking it way, way back to 1984. So that is now, what, 42 years ago, if my math serves me correctly. And we're getting into this track called Escape. Hope you guys enjoy this one.
Come on, baby. You stand right here. Come on. You stand right here. What's your name, baby? What's your name? This is Tammy, everybody. Breakdown!
Morning on my way to work. Some lady on the train spilled coffee on my shirt. And people started laughing like the whole thing was funny. I would have went home, except I needed their money. Cause times is hard, my boss is crazy. The guy that works with me, he's so damn lazy. Sits around all day, drinks coffee and tea. He spends all the work to be done by me. And sometimes I wonder what they hired me for. To operate computers, I run to the store. And when I ask for a raise, they tell me be patient. I've been working 3 years without a damn vacation. Could be better, but they're getting worse. Until I got this job, I never used to curse. Well, I had it up to here with people treating me wrong. Somebody tell the DJ to play my song. Chance I get, and if it hit, I got some place my boss could kiss. My friends are backstabbing, so I hang out alone. Think it's crazy on my job, so better at home. My girl's half mad, she drives me wild. All she ever cares about is living in style. She wants diamonds first, and now she wants kids. But what she needs is somewhere else to live. My psychiatrist tells me to give her more time. But one more second might blow my mind. The pressure's building up on me more and more. It's got me so I'm doing things I've never done before. I need a break, y'all. I can't take this place. I feel locked up, and I wanna escape, and I wanna escape, and I wanna escape.
So that was Escape by Houdini, man, taking you guys way back 1984. So now we're in 2026, so that was 42 years ago. Man, oh man, oh man. So I am here in the station, but guess what? I'm not alone. I did bring my friend, my good hip-hop partner. His name is Kennedy, and he's up in the spot. I'm not sure if you want to say a quick hello to the people out there.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure, man. It's a pleasure.
Always an honor to be here. Wow. Like I said, we were talking hip-hop earlier, and yeah. Man, what an experience.
Yeah, there's lots to cover, man. There's a lot of great stuff out there, and that's what this show is all about, exposing the really dope stuff for you guys out there, taking you back to the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s. I mean, now, man, even the 2010s, I guess, is kind of old school for some young cats, eh?
I know. It's weird.
That's very weird.
Yeah, it's weird, but here we are, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, it's 2026, and I mean, man, like, if you think about, like, 96 was 30 years ago, man. That's when Tupac, All Eyes on Me came out.
Yeah, that's
96.
True.
So, yeah, it's definitely way back. So,
a lot of dope albums.
A lot of dope albums, man. So, of course, we were checking out the record shop earlier today, picked up the new Mobb Deep album that came out a couple months ago, Infinite. Excited about that. Double clear vinyl, man. That was like a kid in a candy store, man. You know what I'm saying? So we were talking earlier about, I know Ice-T, since we're on this 80s vibe, we're starting off with some 80s joints. Ice-T was an artist that you didn't really dig into too much. You just heard a couple tracks here and there, I think you said. So a couple features.
Yeah, he was featured on a few songs that I really liked, but I had to look into him further because he seems like a really dope artist.
Yeah, he is. Dope, definitely, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he's came on the scene, and well, actually, he was originally a B-boy, and he's in that movie Breakin', if you guys want to check out some early Ice-T. He breakdanced in 1984. He's in a movie called Breakin'. So you check that out. And then he dropped a few singles here and there. He got an album deal in like 87. He dropped his first album, Rhyme Pays. And then he came out with Power in 1988, which we're going to dig into real quick. And we're going to play a song off that album called I'm Your Pusher, which is interesting because, you know, back in the 80s, it was the whole crack epidemic. The crack era was really big, and there's a lot of drug pushers out there. But Ice-T's like, I'm not a drug pusher. I'm a pusher of music. So that's what this track is based on. You know, he's pushing really dope music out in the streets, not drugs.
That's so a good message.
It's a really good message. So we're getting into the song called "I'm Your Pusher," taking it way back to 1988.
Wow, that's
incredible. Like, what, 38 years ago?
And way before I was born, that's for sure.
Man, oh, man. All right, let's do it. Check it out. You got to check this video. Come around and check the video, man.
All right, I'll come around.
Yeah, let's do it.
And now the controversial rap ban. The impounding of rap master tapes by the state has had an interesting new development. Videotape received by this station today provides conclusive evidence that rapmaster Ice-T has managed to abscond from a top security facility with several master tapes. Police fear a flooding of illegal music on the streets. The public are warned to be on their guard.
Yo, what's up, man? I need to get high, man. I need to get hold of some big-time dope, man. You know I can get a key.
I know we can get an LP.
LP, man, if you went crazy, man, I'm talking about some dope, man. I need to get high right now, man. Why don't you hook me up with a 5-0?
I can hook you up with a 12-inch.
12-inch, man, you done went crazy. You don't even know what time it is. Out here on the streets and don't know what time it is, man. You's a fool.
Yo, homeboy, you a fool. You don't know what time it is out here messing up your mind. You know what I'm saying? This is Ice-T talking to you, boy. I'ma tell you what time it is. Yo, it's time for me to pump up the volume. No problem, the record's revolving. Evil's the mixer, I'm the rap trickster. Paparazzi's on the bum rush for pictures. Ice, cooling, you're colder than ever. Punk executioner, he pull the lever. Rotate the wax, then cut and axe the tracks. Push up the levels till the red light's max. Don't try to size up, you better wise up to the rap criminals. We're on the rise up, we're selling dope till we succeeded. Dope beats and lyrics, no beepers needed. For this drug deal, I'm the big wheel. The dope I'm selling, you don't smoke, you feel. Out on the dance floor, on my world tour, I'm selling dope in each and every record store. I'm the kingpin when the wax spins. Crack a smack or take you to a show end. You don't need it, just throw that stuff away. You wanna get high, let the record play.
Oh man, I like this dope here, man. It's feeling alright, boy. What'd you say your name was, man?
I'm your friend, your main boy to get thin. MC
loving this drug as it's coming at your speakers. Bass through the bottoms, highs through the tweeters. But this bass, you don't need a pipe, just a tempo to keep you hype. Grooving like I see you doing. So stupid crack would just ruin your natural high. Why, that ain't fly, and anyone who says it is lies. Move like I knew you would, like I knew you could. And if you ain't cracked out, then I know you should be able to give me a clap. The magic's at with the tracker, since I know you ain't, I expect that. Oh, now this jam is lit, it's like the ultimate. People how dope, but still physically fit. I make $1 million, pack my dough in trucks from selling dope beat, dope rhymes, dope cuts. I'll be the biggest dope dealer in history, cause all the fly will be high that I see.
Oh man, you ain't never lied, man. This dope is all right, man. I got to get back with you, man. Let me get your number, man.
Bring it to boil, evilly rock it up. You want in? I don't think you got enough. Last suckers cross, syndicate shot them up. Cops found them in the lake, bottom up. I don't play when it comes to my dope. I check my lyrics close, like with a microscope. I don't clean them up with no Ivory soap. I leave them hard and pure, hope that you can cope. Cause you might OD if you overdrive. This record tape a CD because the sound I created on this wax is like a chemical. And the knowledge I give makes me invincible.
Word up, my brother, you got me high as a kite. I feel good tonight. Ice-T, man, you all right.
Cops just don't know what to do, because my dope breaks through no matter what they do. My stuff gets to you, kicking on the boulevard. My tempo's hyped and hard, I don't ask, the ice just Bogart. Sire Records puts me out with Warner Brothers clout. My dope hits the street with no doubt. Evilly adds the cut, then removes it. Is checks for purity, and then approves it. And then you get it, try it, and like it. And if it ain't potent, we remix it and spike it to bring you to pure dope. Not a noose in the rope, cause if you're doing crack, you're on death row. You're just a toy punk, then mess with that junk. You want some real dope, come look in my trunk. The dope I'm selling is life, 100% legit. So get real, fool, and try some real hits.
Yes, yes, yes. Ice-T, I'm Your Pusher, taking it way back to the Power album, 1988, man. What did you think about that?
I think it was really, really dope. I loved the music video.
Yeah, I like the whole message of it, too. You know, he's your pusher of not drugs, dope CDs and cassettes.
Exactly, yeah.
I love it.
Way you should be,
yeah. Incredible, man. So, and of course, we had a little cameo of the next artist I think we should get into, Big Daddy Kane.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, man. The Juice Crew member, you know what I'm saying? Is there any Big Daddy Kane song that sticks in your mind that you can think of? Or
not necessarily, but okay. I liked his third, I think it was his third album he made.
Which one? Looks Like a Job For? Or no, was it Taste of Chocolate?
Yeah, Taste of Chocolate.
Taste of Chocolate. That was a good album, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think we should get into Smooth Operator. I think we should do that one.
We'll
smooth it out right now for you guys. Taking it back to like 88, 89, Big Daddy Kane, man, with the high top fade and the waves and the channels and the hair and everything.
Yeah.
So him, man. That was so dope back then, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, let's do this. Big Daddy Kane. Redbox Radio, 95.9 FM. Hope you guys enjoying this show, man, because we're having a great time so far. Yeah.
excuse me, take a few minutes to mellow out. Big Daddy Kane is on the mic and I'ma tell about a minimum length of rhymes with strength and power. So listen to the man of the hour. Flow and go to a slow tempo and you know, sing ho, swing low, then yo, the show will go on as I perform, transforming on stage like a Decepticon. But I'm not animated like a cartoon, I'm for real, shooting lyrics like a harpoon. Across the crowd, the listeners and spectators, so let's groove with the smooth operator. Cause I'm so smooth. Cause I'm so smooth. The B-I-G-D-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E, I'm good and plenty, serving many and any competition, wishing for an expedition. I'm straight up dissing and dismissing. Listen, rappers act so wild, I love the profile, frontin' hard but ain't got no style. I give nightmares to those who compete. Freddy Krueger walking on King Street, confuse and lose, abuse and bruise the crews and choose to use my name wrong, they pay dues. Destruction from the exterminator, but in a calm manner, cause I'm a smooth operator. Cause I'm so smooth. Cause I'm so smooth. Now girl, step up to this. One simple kiss and it's over, miss. Sold a nice dream as high as the price seemed. Girlfriend, you've been scooped like ice cream. So just swing or fling or gather ring, try to cling, cause it's a Big Daddy thing. And I'm loving them right words born. So just play Marvin Gaye and let's get it on. I make it real good like Dr. Feelgood to make sure that my point is understood. That when it comes to this, there's none greater. Sincerely yours, the smooth operator. Cause I'm so smooth. Cause I'm so smooth. Now ain't that the Pockle and the Kittle Black saying I'm a new jack, you need to be smacked. The smooth way I say them and the way I display them to make them sound different in a way that's gifted and ham. Making sure every lyric is done fine and I make one line bright as the sunshine, attacking like Robitussin on a corp. If you know like I know, step off. Competition, I'ma get rid of. You can't get a bit of, so just consider a break, a rest, vacation, hibernation, and make way for my smooth operation. I'm a smooth operator. Cause I'm so smooth. Cause I'm so smooth. Genuine for 89, and I still ain't half stepping. Peace.
That's right, Big Daddy Kane, man. The smooth operator.
Smooth operator, indeed.
Woman couldn't resist that guy, man, I'm telling you.
I know. We were crazy over him back in the day.
Yeah, that was the thing, man. We're talking about that era, you know, like the late 80s. Like, there was the Rakims, the Big Daddy Kane, KRS-One, Kool G Rap. They were like the pinnacle of the rappers at that time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
So, speaking of which, we should get into some Rakim, I think, man.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Take it way back. Let's see, 1987, I Ain't No Joke. What do you think about that?
Yeah, sure, let's go for
Eric,
it.
That's when he was with Eric B.
Yes, sir, Paid in Full.
Yeah, Paid in Full, that's right. A lot of people don't know that the early Eric B. and Rakim albums, it was actually produced by Marley Marl, not Eric B. Like, Eric B. was the DJ, but Marley Marl did the beats.
Really?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Wow.
A lot of people don't know that. But apparently they didn't put the credits on there because they wanted Eric B. to get some, like, kind of notoriety or something.
Really?
But Marley Marl from the Juice Crew did all the beats that, yeah, man, for Eric B. and Rakim.
Wow.
I know. Eric B. was just a DJ. Just on when they went on tour, he would just DJ and mix and stuff and scratch. So, yeah. So we're getting into I Ain't No Joke. This is the first time Flavor Flav was in a music video, too, as well. 1987.
Flavor
Flav,
wow.
Flavor Flav, yeah. So let's do it. I Ain't No Joke, Eric B. and Rakim. Yeah.
I ain't no joke. I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music. Maybe it's a habit, I gotta use it. Even if it's jazz or the quiet storm, I hook a beat up, convert it into hip-hop form. Write a rhyme and graffiti in every show you see me in. Deep concentration, cause I'm no comedian. Jokers are wild, if you wanna be tame. I treat you like a child and you're gonna be named another enemy, not even a friend of me, cause you'll get fried in the end when you pretend to be competing. Cause I just put your mind on pause and I complete when you compare my rhyme with yours. I wake you up and as I stare in your face, you seem stunned. Remember me, the one you got your idea from, but soon you start to suffer. The tune will get rougher when you start to stutter. That's when you had enough of fighting it'll make you choke. You can't provoke, you can't cope. You should have broke because I ain't no joke. As serious as cancer. Who can keep the average dancer hyper as a heart attack? Nobody's smiling, cause you're expressing the rhyme that I'm styling. This is what we all sit down to write. You can't make it, so you take it home, break it and bite. Use pieces and bits of all my hip-hop hits. Get the style down, packed in, it's time to switch. Put my tape on pause and add some more to yours. Then you figured you're ready for the neighborhood chores. The E-M-C-E-E, don't even try to be. When you come up to speak, don't even lie to me. You like to exaggerate, dream and imagine it. Then change the rhyme around, that could aggravate me. So when you see me come up, freeze, or you'll be one of those seven MCs. They think that I'm a new jack, but only if they knew that. They who think wrong, or they who can't do that style that I'm doing, they might ruin patterns of paragraphs based on you. And you all be DJ, if anything he play sound familiar, I'll wait till E-Safe play him. So I'ma have to diss who broke, you can get a smack for this. I ain't no joke. The microphone like a grudge, be a whole record so the needle don't budge. I hold a conversation cause what I invent, I nominated my DJ the president. When I'm CI, I'll keep a freestyle going steadily, so pucker up and whistle my melody. But whatever you do, don't miss one, there'll be another rough rhyme after this one. Before you know it, you're following it, fiending, waiting for the punchline to get the meaning. Like before, the moral of my story I'm telling, nobody beats the R, so stop yelling, save it, put it in your pocket for later, cause I'm moving the crowd and be a rector fader. No interruptions till the mic is broke. When I'm gone, then you can joke, cause everything is real on a serious tip. Keep playing and I get furious quick, and I take it for a walk through hell. Freeze your dome, then watch your eyeballs swell. Guide you out of triple stage darkness. When it get dark again, then I'ma spark this microphone, cause the heat is on. You see smoke in the finish when the beat is gone. I'm no joke, no joke, no joke.
Yes, sir. Eric B. and Rakim, man. I ain't no joke.
Absolute classic.
Holy Jesus, man.
So ahead of its time.
So ahead of its time, yeah. Speaking of artists, I think that was ahead of its time. I think we should get into now is some Boogie Down Productions, KRS-One.
Yes, let's do it.
My Philosophy.
Yes.
Yes. This is taking it back to 1988 off of the By All Means Necessary album. And KRS-One produced this song as well as, I think, the whole album. He produced this album, and by All Means Necessary. Yeah, man. He's and he did a bunch of the scratches on the albums, too. That's what his brother Kenny Parker. Remember Kenny Parker?
Yes.
That I chat with. Mm-hmm. That I said I was chatting. He's on. He goes live on YouTube every Tuesday nights and Fridays sometimes, but every Tuesday. And he broke it down. He said his brother did all the scratching and the beats for the last few BDP albums, the last three or four BDP albums that came out. So he's like, yeah, his brother's an unsung producer, and he's a pretty decent scratcher, too. So,
wow.
Unbelievable.
That's incredible.
So this is KRS-One back in 1988. So he would have been like in his like early 20s back then, 21, 22. My Philosophy. Let's do it. Redbox Radio.
So, you're a philosopher?
Yes. 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 I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
I think very deeply.
Let us begin. What, where, why, or when?
Globally explain like instructions to a game. See, I'm not insane. In fact, I'm kind of rational. When I be asking you who is more dramatic, this one or that one, the white one or the black one, pick the punk and I'll jump up to attack one. KRS-One is just the guy to lead a crew. Right up to your face and diss you. A lot of suckers would like to forget me, but they can't. Cause like a champ, I have got a record of knocking out the frauds in a second. On the mic, I believe that you should get loose. I haven't come to tell you I've got juice. I just produce, create, innovate on a higher level. I'll be back.
But for now, just sackle. Sackle.
Did you hear the main thing you just said?
Did you hear In about four seconds, a teacher will begin to say. I played the nine and you played the target. You all know my name, so I guess I'll just start it. Or should I say start this? I'm an artist, often new concepts and they're hardest. Yo, cause I'm a teacher, and Scott is a scholar. It ain't about money, cause we all make dollars. That's why I walk with my head up. When I hear whack rhymes, I get fed up. Rappers like a setup, a lot of games, a lot of suckers with colorful names. I'm so-and-so, I'm this, I'm that, huh. But they all just wick, wick. Whack. I'm not white or red or black, I'm brown. From the Boogie Down Productions, of course, our music be thumping. Others say they're bad, but they're bugging. Let me tell you something now about hip-hop, about D-Nice, Melody, and Scott LaRock. I get a pen, a pencil, a marker. Mainly what I write is for the average New Yorker. Some MCs be talking and talking, trying to show how black people are walking. But I don't walk this way to portray or reinforce and drug selling. See, I'm telling and teach a few facts. The way some act in rap is kind of whack and it lacks creativity and intelligence. But they don't care because their company's selling it. It's my philosophy on the industry. Don't bother dissing me or even wishing we soften, dilute, or commercialize all the lyrics. Because it's about time one of y'all hear it. And hear it firsthand from an intelligent brown man. A vegetarian, no goat or ham, or chicken or turkey or hamburger. To me, that's suicide, self-murder. Murder, let us murder, get back murder, to what we call hip-hop and what it meant to DJ Scott LaRock.
You're a philosopher. Yes, I think very deeply.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak. How many MCs must get dissed before somebody says don't with Chris? Chris is just one style out of many. Like a piggy bank, this is one penny. My brother's name is Kenny. That's Kenny Parker. My other brother, ICU, is much darker. Boogie Down Productions is made up of teachers. The lecture is conducted from the mic into the speaker. Who gets weaker, the king or the teacher? It's not about a salary, it's all about reality. Teachers teach and do the world good. Kings just rule and most are never understood. If you were to rule or govern a certain industry, all inside this room right now would be in misery. Misery. No one would get along nor sing a song, cause everyone be singing for the king. Am I wrong? It's me again, Scott LaRock, KRS, BDP again. Many people had the nerve to think that we would end the trend with criminal minded, just only 10 funky hit records. No more than 4 minutes and some seconds. The competition checks
checks and checks and keeps checking. Checking. They take the checking. Album, take it home and start sweating. Why? Well, it's simple. To them, it's kind of vital.
Vital.
To take KRS-One's title. One. To them, I'm like an idol. Some type of entity. And everybody rhyme, they want to mention me. Or rather mention us, me and Scott LaRock. But they could get bust, get robbed, get dropped. I don't play around, nor do I F around. And you can tell by the bodies that are left around. When some clown jumps up to get beat down. Broken down to his very last compound. See how it sound? A little unrational. A lot of MCs like to use the word dramatical. Fresh for 88, you suckers.
Yes, fresh for 88, you suckers.
Oh, that was nuts.
That's crazy, man. And keep in mind, KRS-One is an eighth grade dropout.
Really?
Yeah, he left school at a young age. He ran away from home. He actually came, because I read part of Kenny Parker's book, and they had a very abusive upbringing because his mother married this guy, one of her many husbands, and the guy was abusive. And he says one time KRS-One and this guy just squared off because like he was beating them up a lot. And KRS-One got pissed off. He just squared off with them one time. Wow. And then after that, he's like, he just left. Oh, he's like, I didn't see my brother for like 2-3 years, man. He just slept on the street.
Jesus.
Yeah. So he ran away. He lived on the streets for like 4 or 5 years or something.
What?
And then he got into meeting Scott LaRock and they started BDP and. That's crazy, man.
He built himself up.
Yeah, but he spent all his time in libraries, like reading and stuff. That's why he's so intelligent, eh? Mm-hmm. That's what he did, yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy, man.
That's why they call him the teacher.
Yeah, that's why I call him the teacher. Right? He always has something to give you to think about, you know? Mm-hmm. He's educating, yeah, man. So that's, KRS-One, man. So what do you think? What 80s artists do you think you want to get into, man?
80s
artists? I mean, we can get into like Eazy, NWA. From the West Coast, maybe even the DOC. We had a conversation about the DOC.
Yeah, you know, I listened to some DOC. Actually.
Yeah, man, he has his big hit single before he had the car accident, off of his debut album, 1989. No One Can Do It Better. It's called "It's Funky Enough," and NWA is on the video too, which is interesting because
yeah, I like to hear that.
And he was one of those what if stories in hip hop. You know what I mean? If he didn't have that accident, he would have been like a Rakim or a Big Daddy Kane. You know. Because he had that type of flow and lyrical wordplay and everything. So this is like mere months before he had his accident. This is going to be the DOC. And it's called, It's Funky Enough.
It's Funky
Enough. And I don't know if you know that song where it goes, y'all ready for this? It's like a Too Unlimited song.
I think so.
Y'all ready for this is DOC. Because that's how the song starts off. So they sample that part in that song. So this is 1989, taking you back 36, 37 years now. This is the DOC. You got to check this video. And NWA is all up in the video, man. It's dope. All
right, let's check it out.
Let's do it.
And that girl, Bridget, can fly, right? She was real, damn, right? Serious.
What's up? I'm here looking for a new act, man.
Hey, man, who is this?
It's the DOC.
Yeah, we looking for new acts, man. Let me tell you something, man. We're looking for somebody that's funky.
The DOC's dope.
Let's go find him.
Yeah.
Y'all ready for this?
Comes the 2 to the 3 and 4, then I drop the beat I have in store. Lay the lyrics on the top like a rug, make it sound smooth and later make a dub. Enunciate well, so that you can tell I am not illiterate, no, not even a little bit. Nothing like an idiot. Get it? You want the record? Cool, I'm with it. Let the rhythm trick you, shake it cause it makes you. As I turn the knob to the door, you escape through. Going like a gnat, don't be a pup. And I let it play cause dress ain't funky enough. Rasta. Smooth lyrics that take place. If you want to know the reason why it must be funky, yo, I am not a jackass, meaning not a donkey. So I will play the game like it should be played. Drop the fuck and do the mix so the bass will never fade.
substantial in your jurisdiction. Brothers say I'm dope and the others think I'm bitching. No crowd can avoid the D-O to the C. Wanna be O-R-4-I-M-I-N-G on the stage. See the simple fact is I am dope and known. I rock a funky beat without a court. So here is my conclusion. You will enjoy the fusion and I will ascend with the style that I am using. Knowing that it's tough, finish not a buff. I think I'll let it play cause players say it's funky enough. Hip-hop music, so check it. Listen to the kick, popping with a click, and with no rehearses, I'm dropping funky verses. Stupid with the best, with the thing that you are relying on. You love it when it battles with the fact that I am buying on suckers. Never come close, cause of knowing. There's no stuff in the dock when I am flowing, but in the event, someone would try to juice this. Stop him in his tracks, show him that I am ruthless. I don't give a damn, don't think that I am joking, cause I don't think he is funny when you're messing with my money. It's stupid, tell me this. You gotta stop him, but with no frills. So I just drop him, continue with the rhyme, and make sure I get mine with no static, cause it's open. I send G to get my nine, but lessons have been learned. Now I get it all in fun and let it play. When the people say, Trey, yo, you're a fucky enough. To the sea. I need a break so I can check around. See who the hell that is sitting down. I want all chairs off the floor. And if he stands to the wall, show him the door. And I'm picking the beat to give you something to rock to. Now go non-stop to not to look at the clock you perceive. But can't believe you're being taken. My beat so cool you start shaking and shivering. Cause I'm delivering the answer. Haven't seen if you're a hell of a dancer. You try sitting but it just work, cause the beat is so rough, so tell me, tell it, don't be funky enough.
So cheesy, but that's fitting for 1989, know what I'm saying?
For sure.
The DOC, man. The DOC. Yeah, that's right. Who originally is from Houston, Texas. And he actually, him and Vanilla Ice, you know Vanilla Ice? Because yeah. Vanilla Ice is from Houston, Texas originally.
Yeah.
So him and Vanilla Ice rolled around in the cruise in the late 80s.
I didn't know that.
In the streets of Houston, you know, like...
Wow.
Like breakdancing and hip hop stuff. So they knew each other from the 80s.
Oh,
Vanilla Ice, say he's from Houston, Texas, yeah. And then he has, like I said, a kid with Erykah Badu. She's from Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So then, so that's crazy, crazy history, man. So we're going to get into another artist I'm just noticing here from the 80s. An artist by the name of Special Ed. You ever heard of Special Ed?
I have not.
He's dope, man. He came out when he was 16. And this next track I'm going to play in 1989 called I Got It Made. This is one of the top classic 80s tracks there from the golden era of hip hop. And he was just kind of really ahead of his time, his lyrics. And he was young. He was like writing these lyrics at 15, 16 years old. So
wow, incredible.
Special Ed, I Got It Made. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Box Radio. Check it out.
I'm your idol, the highest title, numero uno. I'm not a Puerto Rican, but I'm speaking so that you know. And understand I got the gift of speech, and it's a blessing. So listen to the lesson I preach. I talk sense condensed into the form of a poem, full of knowledge from my toes to the top of my dome. I'm kinda young, but my tongue speaks maturity. I'm not a child, I don't need nothing for security. I get paid when my record is played, to put it short, I got it made,
I got it made,
I got it made. I got it made. I'm outspoken, my language is broken into a slang, but it's just the dialect that I select when I hang. I play it cool, cause coolin' is all that I'm about, just fooling with the girlies, yes, and bustin' it out. I'm special ed, and you can tell by the style that I use. I'm creatively superior, yo. I never lose, I never lost, cause I'm the boss, and never will, cause I'm still the champion. Chief one won't lose until I choose, which I won't, cause I don't retreat. I run you over like a truck and leave you dead in the street. You're inviting me, a titan, to a battle. Why? I don't need your respect, cause I got it made,
got it made,
got it made. I'm talented, yes, I'm gifted. Never boosted, never shoplifted. I got the cash, but money ain't nothing. Make $1 million every record that I cut, and my name is Special Ed, and I'm a super duper star. Every other month I get a brand new car. Got 20, that's plenty, yet I still want more. Kinda find a Honda scooter's got 74. I got the riches to fulfill my needs. Got land in the sand of the West Indies. Even got a little island of my very own. I got a frog, a dog with a solid gold bone. An account to account the amount I spent. Got a treaty with Tahiti cause I own 1%. Got gear outwear for every day. Boutiques from France to the USA. And I make all the money from the rhymes I invent. So it really doesn't matter how much I spent. Because yo, I make fresh rhymes daily. You burn me? Really? Think, just blink, and I've made 1 million rhymes. Just imagine if you blink 1 million times. Damn, I'd be paid. I got it made,
I got it made,
I got it made.
I got it made.
I'm kinda spoiled, cause everything I want I got made. I wanted gear, got everything from cotton to suede. I wanted leg, I didn't beg, I just got laid. My hair was growing too long, so I got me a fader when my dishes got dirty. I got Cascade, and when the weather was hot, I got a spot in the shade. I'm wise because I rise to the top of my grade. Wanted peace on earth, so to God I prayed. Some kids across town thought I was afraid they couldn't harm me. I got the army brigade, I'm not a traitor. If what you got is greater, I'll trade, but maybe later. Cause my waiter made potato alligator souffle. I got it made,
I got it made,
I got it made,
I got it made.
Yeah, Special Ed off of his 1989 album, Youngest in Charge. When he was 16 years old, that track is I Got It Made.
Wow, that was incredible. He's so lyrical for his age. Wow.
He was just polished, eh? He's at such a young age.
Super shiny.
Yeah.
Clean. I like that. Yeah,
very polished. He sounded like he was a veteran, you know, but another group that came to mind is Third Base. You ever heard of Third Base?
No, I'm not familiar.
MC Search?
MC Search.
MC Search, yeah, he was in the group Third Base.
Oh,
back
okay.
In in the 88-89 era.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they dropped their album called the Cactus Album. And I'm going to play a track off that album called I was wondering if I should play the Gas Pacer. No, I'm going to play Step Into I'll do Step Into the AM. I'm going to do that one. So this is MC Search and Greg Minister, Pete Nice. And they were basically a couple of Jewish boys from Queens. And, yeah, you got to check this out. 89, man. And, you know, MC Search, he was the guy that got Nas the deal to Columbia Records. He got Nas signed for Columbia Records, yeah.
Wow.
Because he knew the right people, and he got him, speaking of Faith Newman, who was an A&R for Columbia Records, and he helped Nas get a deal. So MC Search is very pivotal in Nas's career.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right here, right, we wouldn't have got that debut album.
Yeah, exactly. We wouldn't have got the Illmatic project out there. So, shouts to MC Search. Let's do it. This is Step Into the AM.
All right,
Third Base.
It.
peace, fellas. How you looking, man? DJ, my brother.
What's up?
It's the other man.
At the sound of tone, the time will be 12 a.m.
Ready in the intro, cue up the searchlight, promise to the center stage.
I grab the first mic,
projecting the voice with this mic that I'm cuffing. You ain't my knuckle, sucker, I'm snuffing. The word of the third stands true, so no panicking.
Man versus man,
you freeze up like a mannequin. Petrol, you let go the wax for the new jacks. The dweller point is stepping on the trigger as the tune smacks.
Square in the butt,
Pete gave me the cue, so I'ma put up a shut up until my jam is through. But for now, I wanna freak him, so I'll embark. Spark and mission 5 feet away past dog.
Don't pop, there's no stand.
Or I'll play the five, or you don't stop moving until the search says so to keep the tribe open. Shooting out the play 'em, three the hard way to keep you stepping to the A.
My mind has a question. I respond to a Silver Dome microphone.
One step beyond,
straight to 88, to the curves of the 90s. I'm universal. Set a line free behind me to three, the hard way to jackpot.
Awaken Satan's trying to take cheap shots.
We move crowds, the three stand proud. The brothers round away, sit down and say,
how'd you do this?
Ludicrous rhythm and rhyme. Anticipated like a bottle of Hyde. Catch up,
no catch up.
Cause you fell behind. I'm stepping to the AM. Dicking down, swap Pete Nice skims over lyrics. I pick 'em. Strong and long and wrong, I stick 'em.
He's the law with the sword.
When my cable swing,
like the pit of the pendulum.
Pete Nice bringing a sunrise with no lies legitimate.
And you despise,
envy this MC's magnitude.
So realize,
the MCMC,
the DJ DJ'd 'em.
Until the next time, I keep you stepping to the AM.
Deep bass below rise, needle torture groove, move the record till the wax dries.
Stooling and swining the strength of my vocab.
Put you under, you're a gunner.
You're thinking it, you had
lyrics to the AM, but the house needs a swinger. You stutter, but I'm a stinger.
My rhyme's so potent, I wrote them and it's evident.
You're just a stunt, seeking a settlement, the lyrical line.
The article original,
a flick like a convict. I ain't no criminal, scheming on a cable or slobbing a knob. You play me like a foul ball.
How you living, Hobbs?
Now moving to the AM, the master spoon feeding out a jumper. You're bumping a freak while I'm G'ing. Peter, let the record spin.
Start to get a second win.
Motivate the crowd so it's stepping to the AM.
Mission horse blinded by the signs. My mind starts flexing, sexing down females to the AM, perplexing a complex reflex.
You wonder if we slumber?
The three don't sleep.
Hey, yo, Pete Nice, take them under.
Stepping to the AM, I'm stepping to the mic to snatch up and smash up the club until daylight.
2-4 the time.
Yeah, some third bass, man. MC Search and Pete Minister, Pete Nice.
That was pretty dope.
Yeah, it's dope, man. Yeah. And, yeah, man, that was a lot of Running Man and High Top fades.
That hair, though.
That was that era, man.
That hair is that something else.
That was something else. Yeah, it was, man.
I've never seen a haircut like that.
With a third base in the back, yeah.
Yeah, that was unique.
That's dope, man. So, yeah, man, another 10 minutes before the top of the hour, maybe a couple more tracks from the 80s. I was thinking maybe NWA, we get in some NWA.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Maybe Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah.
We'll get into that. That's 1988. That's when I came out, Straight Outta Compton, man. Blew open the doors for the West Coast, put gangsta rap on the map. Let's do it.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Straight out of Compton, another crazy ass nigga. My punks I smoke, yo, my rep gets bigger. I'm a bad motherfucker and you know this, but the pussy ass niggas won't show this. But I don't give a fuck, I'ma make my snaps. If not from the records, from jacking across, it's like burglary. The definition is jacking, but when illegally armed, it's gone packing. Shoot a motherfucker in a minute, I'll find a good piece of pussy and go up in it. So if you had a show in the front row, I'ma call you a bitch or a dirty ass hoe. Like a bitch is supposed to, but that shows me slut junk and pose to a crazy motherfucker from the street. Attitude legit, cause I'm tearing up shit. MC Ren controls are automatic. For any dumb motherfucker, it starts static. Not a right hand, cause I'm a hand itself. Every time I pull an AK off the shelf, the security is maximum, and that's a law. REN spells Ren, but I'm wrong. See, cause I'm the motherfucking villain. The definition is clear, you're the witness of a killing that's taking place without a clue. And once you're on the scope, your ass is through. Look, you might take it as a trip, but a nigga like Ren is on the gangster tip. Straight out of Compton. Compton. Compton.
Easy as his name and the boys coming.
Straight out of Compton. It's a brother that'll smother your mother and make your sister think I love her. Dangerous motherfucker raising hell. And if I ever get caught, I make bail. See, I don't give a fuck, that's the problem. I see a motherfucking cop, I don't dodge him. But I'm smart, lay low, free for a while. And when I see the punk pass, I smile. To me it's kinda funny, the attitude show a nigga driving, but don't know where the fuck he going, just rolling, looking for the one they call easy. But here's a flash that never sees me, ruthless. Never seen like a shadow in the dark. It's like when I unload, you see a spark and jump over a hesitation, and hear the scream of the one who got the lead penetration. Feel a little gust of wind and I'm jetting. Believe a memory, no one will be forgetting. So what about the bitch who got shot? Fucker, you think I give a damn about a bitch? I ain't a sucker. This is an autobiography of the E, and if you ever fuck with me, you get taken by a stupid dope brother who will smother. Word to the motherfucker, straight out of Compton. Compton.
That's the way it goes in the city of Compton, boy.
Yeah, that's right, man. Straight out of Compton, man. That was a reflection of the times and the culture of California, Los Angeles, and Compton. You know, the gang culture, and you know, it's like representing your neighborhood and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's how it was back then, and I mean, it still is today. You know, gang culture is.
It's a piece of history, is what the song is. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, man.
Freedom.
So we're gonna get into one more track before we switch over to the second half of the show. We're gonna play some end off the '80s, I think, with Public Enemy. Don't Believe the Hype.
Yes.
And this is off of their "It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back," 1988. Probably, I'd have to say the greatest hip hop album of the '80s. I'd probably say front to back.
Yeah, arguably.
Public Enemy, "It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back," because you get everything with that. The scratching, the politicalness, the beats, the rhymes, everything.
Awareness, everything.
Yeah, that's right. So this is "Don't Believe the Hype." Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Don't. Here's what I want you all to do for me. Bang. Caught you looking for the same thing. It's a new thing. Check out this I bring. Uh-oh, the roll below the level, cause I'm living low next to the base.
Come on.
Turn up the radio. They're claiming I'm a criminal, but now I wonder how. Some people never know. The enemy could be the friend guardian. I'm now a hooligan. I rock the party and clear all the madness. I'm not a racist. Preach to teach the
all. Cause don't they never had this?
Number one, never wanna run about the gun. I wasn't licensed to have one. The minute they see me, fear me. I'm the epitome of public enemy. Used, abused without clues. I refuse to blow a fuse. They even had it on the news.
Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
Yes. Was the start of my last jam, so here it is again, another death jam. But since I gave you all a little something that I knew you lacked, they still consider me a new jack. All the critics you can hang on my hold the rope, but they hope to the Pope and pray it ain't dope. The follower of Farrakhan, don't tell me that you understand until you hear the man. They'll book up the new school rap game. Writers treat me like Coltrane, insane. Yes to them, but to me, I'm a different kind. We're brothers of the same mind, unblind. Caught in the middle end, not surrendering. I don't rhyme for the sake of riddling. So claiming that I'm a smuggler. Some say I never heard of ya. A rap burglar, false media. We don't need it, do we?
It's fake, that's what it be to you, dig me? Yo, Terminator X, step up on the stand and show these people what time it is, boy. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
Don't believe the hype, it's a sequel. As an equal, can I get this through to you? My 98 booming with a trunk of funk. All the jealous punk can't stop the dunk. Coming from the school of hard knocks, some perpetrate, they drink Clorox, attack the black, because I know they lack exact the cold facts, and still they try to Xerox. The leader of the new school, uncool, never played the fool, just made the rules. Remember, there's a need to get alarm. Again, I said I was a time bomb. In the daytime, radio scared of me, cause I'm mad, plus I'm the enemy. They can't come on and play me in prime time, cause I know the time, plus I'm getting mine. I get on the mix late in the night. They know I'm living right, so here goes the mic sight. Before I let it go, don't rush my show. You try